Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here's what happened on January 7th. 71 years ago today, in his final State of the Union address before Congress, President Harry S. Truman announced that the United States had developed a hydrogen bomb. While the hydrogen bomb's predecessor, the atomic bomb, was powered by nuclear fission, or the splitting of atoms, the hydrogen bomb was powered by both fission and nuclear fusion, in which two nuclei combine to form one while releasing massive amounts of energy. As a result, hydrogen bombs have the potential to be more than 1,000 times more powerful than atomic bombs. They have never been used in battle. Also on this day in history, in 1789, the first U.S. presidential election was held. In 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game, and in 1990, the Leaning Tower of Pisa was closed to the public over fears it might fall over. It reopened 11 years later. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.